On January 20th, President-elect Trump stands outside the Capitol and takes an oath to faithfully execute his office and defend the Constitution. Afterward, his public acts may directly benefit his private business interests around the world, including his golf courses. NPR's Greg Allen reports from South Florida.
Donald Trump owns more than a dozen golf courses from Scotland to California, but none make more money than Trump National Doral.
So we're very proud of this. It's 800 acres in the middle of Miami. It's been a tremendous success.
That's Trump in October, just weeks before the election. He made a campaign appearance at Doral with some of his workers.
We have over 1,000 employees, well over 1,000 employees at Doral. 80% of them are Hispanic. Right?
For Doral and for all golf courses around the country, new labor regulations by the Obama administration are having an impact on how they do business, and many aren't happy.
To say the least, the last 8 years have been relatively difficult.
Brad Steele is with the National Club Association, a trade group that represents golf courses. The recession was hard on the industry, and Steele says new labor rules have made recovery more difficult. A rule of particular concern is the one expanding eligibility for overtime pay. It's been criticized by business groups and Republicans in Congress, and was recently put on hold by a federal judge. It's a rule that Steele thinks a Trump White House will change.
We certainly anticipate that the Trump administration will reevaluate this particular rule.
Amending it would have a direct impact on wages for many employees at Trump's hotels, resorts, and golf clubs. And at Doral, disputes over wages and overtime aren't just hypothetical. Rod Hanna is a lawyer who represented nearly 50 temporary workers who sued the Trump organization after not being paid for staffing a 10-day event in 2014.
It was a combination of overtime and not being paid even their minimum wages. They were actually stiffed out of all of their wages.
The workers got a settlement, but Hanna says it took a lengthy legal battle.
Trump took a very hard line, aggressive, defensive stance on the case up until the time we actually resolved it, that they were not the employer of these individuals.
Hanna said to help win the settlement, he cited a National Labor Relations Board ruling that makes it easier for employers to be held liable in disputes involving workers hired by an outside contractor. That's a ruling Trump's designated labor secretary, Andrew Puzner, has said he wants changed. But it's not just labor laws that can affect golf course profits. There are four golf courses at Trump National Doral, and under a new federal rule, regulations may increase. The Waters of the U.S. rule tries to protect water quality by giving the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers authority over thousands of new waterways and wetlands. That's angered farmers and other landowners, and Brad Steele says, golf course owners.
Anytime a club were to place fertilizers or chemicals on property, it might actually have to have a federal permit.
Trump has promised to repeal the Obama-backed rule.
By definition, it's a conflict of interest.
Trevor Potter is a former Federal Elections Commission chairman and president of the Campaign Legal Center, a government ethics watchdog group. Unless Trump sets up a blind trust, Potter says, those conflicts will remain.
The point that the Trump people have been making is we're the president and the conflict of interest statute doesn't apply to us. That doesn't mean there's not a conflict. There is.
Potter says if Trump doesn't want to sell off his businesses, he might turn them over to an independent party. But in tweets, Trump has only said that he plans to turn over his business operations to his oldest sons. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.